Today, more than 20 million people in the world suffer blindness due to a curable disease. Cataracts remain the leading cause of blindness. And although they can be surgically removed, in many countries, barriers exist that prevent patients from having access to this simple procedure. Today, we'll meet some dynamic young people who are partnering with an eye surgeon in India to bring back sight to as many people as possible. And you will watch this right here on Revival for a Mission. There are students all over the world that are trying their best to make a difference to the lives of others, even before they become professionals. Pastor Wilson, there are around 2 million students in the Seventh-day Adventist education system around the world, and they are all encouraged to serve.
You're right, and there are various ways that they can do that. Campuses have various programs of outreach to the communities. There are public campus ministries. There are various aspects that young people can get involved with to touch the lives of people. And if you're a young person watching today and you're going to be seeing this interview, I hope that you will understand that the Lord wants to touch your heart to be able to reach out and truly be a part of something that's bigger than yourself. You know that being a student is tough work. You really got to stay competitive. You've got to study. But God wants you to do something even larger, because the larger project in your life is to truly follow the wonderful ministry of Jesus, helping people in every way. Listen to this beautiful music that will inspire you.
Welcome back. You're watching Revival for Mission. And today we have an exciting story to tell you. And it is a developing story. I want to introduce you to Michelle. She is an assistant professor of business at Southern Adventist University. Michelle, we're going to talk about Enactus, which is, you're going to explain what exactly it is. And also introduce us to the students that are sitting next to you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Yes, so I've been teaching here at the School of Business for the last 3 years at Southern Adventist University, and I get the privilege of not only teaching, but also coordinating our Institute of Ethical Leadership. One of the programs we have is Enactus. And something that I love about Enactus is just the service focus. And so Enactus is actually an international organization that has chapters at various colleges and universities. At Southern, we're not the only school that has an Enactus program. There are also programs at Andrews University, Southwestern Adventist University, La Sierra, Walla Walla, Washington Adventist University. And the neat part, though, is all of these programs are student-led. And so myself, as the faculty sponsor and advisor, I help with this, but really, it's their projects. They look for needs in the community. And at Southern, our Enactus mission is to inspire innovation by meeting the needs of the local and global community through Christ-centered service. And so we're about meeting needs, but in a way that is sustainable, that is innovative, and also reflects Christ. And so I have with me two of our student leaders, Vincent Dan and Allison Zapara.
Excellent. Now, you are involved in a project that is a very interesting project, and you're partnering with a doctor in India. And it's a project that gives people sight back. Tell us more about that. Maybe Vincent, you could talk about that.
Right. So our project here, it's a student-led project, and we're partnered with Dr. Prabhakar in assisting him and providing him with resources and sustainable resources and funds to help provide the cataracts surgery to hundreds of patients who need cataract surgery in India. We do that through multiple avenues, by a lot of events that we host on campus, through merchandise sales, both in-store and online, and through spreading awareness through our social media platforms. We've been in contact with him now, especially through Zoom, with as times have kind of changed, and we've been able to send him funds. Most recently, we've been able to send him $2,500, which was a great success. For us, in order for him to pay for the staff at the hospital, the salaries of the staff, and also provide the needy families in the area who have been severely affected by the pandemic with food. So that was a great success for us.
Excellent. Pastor Wilson, you've met Dr. Prabhakar. You maybe have seen him perform these surgeries. Tell what's your experience with this project?
This is an absolutely amazing physician, an individual who has perfected the art of cataract surgery. Dr. Prabhakar is an extraordinary individual, a very selfless person, and he travels many different places. He's a medical director of one of the Seventh-day Adventist hospitals in India, but he travels to many other places helping people to see. And he has developed it to the point where he can do a cataract surgery in under 2 minutes. It's an amazing procedure. And he does multiple surgeries at the same time, just almost like a production. And by God's grace, according to the knowledge I have at this moment, he has never had a real problem develop from the surgeries. This is God's blessing on him. And I'm so delighted to have students involved in helping to sponsor that kind of program, because it is a spiritual program as well. I mean, even the title, Now I See, and the I is the E-Y-E, which is a very nice catching title, it helps us to know that we can also see things beyond just physical seeing, that Christ is truly involved. I want to ask a question about you as students. You know, the two of you, Vincent and Allison, you're involved. You're business students. I'll tell you a little secret as well. In undergraduate school, when I was attending school, I took a double major in religion and business administration. So I can identify with you. You know, I know about doing practice sets and accounting and that kind of thing a bit. But from a student's perspective, how does this kind of a project animate you beyond just your normal studies and campus life and that kind of thing? I mean, how does this affect your own spiritual life?
I can take that question first. Well, definitely, for me, it has definitely shown, I've definitely been able to discover the side of me that I wasn't aware of before, which was my love to serve others. Being in an Actus as a whole, I've been in different projects in different years, really has awakened that over time. And I've been able to start becoming more in tune with that. And I've kind of sort of realized that service, the act of serving others, which is what we are called to do as Christians, is really more than just events here and there. I believe it's a sort of like a lifestyle, and it's something that has changed my outlook on life. I wanted to better myself in multiple areas so that I can be more able to be of service to other people in the future and continue to be service in the areas that God has me in right now at the moment.
That's very inspiring, Vincent. Allison, I have a question for you. How did COVID impact the projects that you have been part of?
Definitely. Last year, we actually had to transition onto online school, but we were able, thankfully, to keep the project going. We did it through Zoom meetings and such. And the $2,500 that Vincent actually talked about was originally going to go towards a specialized microscope that Dr. Prabhakar had been wanting to do that was going to help in the surgeries. But we kind of shifted gears with COVID because he alerted us that there was a very dire situation because there are a lot of migrant workers in the area who were out of jobs now. They couldn't have food for their families. They're literally walking back some hundreds of miles trying to get back to their home villages. And so we were able to send that money to him, and he purchased large bulk items of food, beans, rice, and put it in the back of a van and went about and distributed it to the people who need it the most.
It's incredible to find, to have these opportunities, even as a student, to see the real results, the real life impact of your actions in people that are living, two people that are living in other parts of the world. Michelle, it is difficult enough to prepare classes and to grade exams and to do all sorts of things. Having another project on top of it and guiding students in this process, it's going above and beyond. Why do you do it?
Well, I will tell you this. Southern is very nice to me to build part of this into my load, thankfully, but it is my favorite part of the load. And the reason that it is my favorite part is because this is the part of really getting to work with students in a really practical way. I mean, there's something different between standing up in a class and lecturing and actually like getting your hands dirty with them and doing things. You know, whether that is on this project now I see, whether it is a project that we have that's working with middle school and teenage girls to learn STEM skills, whether it is working with refugee women to get their business going. We have a lot of different things. And the really cool part to me is just that they grow. And this is it's the real life experience. This is not something that you learn in a book. This is something that I think can only be learned in real life. And so that is the fun to me of Enactus, is getting to do that and seeing the spiritual impact. I mean, we have people that we're working with who are Christian, but also Muslims or Hindus with Now I See and different ones, and seeing the spiritual impact. Last year with the Now I See project, they sent $15,000 worth of God pods also through Adventist World Radio so that people could hear about the gospel as well, because some that couldn't see also can't read, are illiterate. And so getting to know that we're making a tangible difference in people's not only physical lives, but spiritual lives, honestly, that's worth the extra time. I would much rather have a few late nights and weekends and whatnot to get to see those things happen. If I could add on to that.
We're proud of all of you, you know, and heaven is rejoicing for what you are doing. To be involved in something like Enactus is something that really touches the lives of people in a practical way, makes Christianity practical. I mean, I don't know about you, but I think we're living in the very end of time. Jesus' coming is very soon. He expects us to minister to people physically, mentally, socially, and spiritually, and that's what you are doing. Now, Enactus has had this particular project, Now I See. Do you have a couple stories or anything, or some responses that you've gotten from your gift to them and how that's developed? Can you share anything with us? I know our viewers would be excited.
Yes, definitely. I have a specific story, and I'd also like to share a personal story as well. One of the stories that really stuck out to me was there was this little girl named Zalika. She was literally 8 years old. She had been born blind, actually. She'd never been able to see her friends. She hadn't even seen the faces of her family members, which is just so heartbreaking to me. Her parents were very hard off financially, but by the grace of God, they were actually able to make the 24-hour journey by trip to Dr. Prabhakar in Jalandhar, India. And she was able to have that surgery, the cataract surgery. Everything went very successful, and her sight was restored. And it was such a joyous reunion because she was finally able to see the faces of her mom and her dad and all of her loved ones. And now she's able to go to school. She can read, she can play, and do all the things that precious little eight-year-olds should be able to do. And that story and stories like that, I know, motivates each and every one of us. And personally, the more I commit and work on this project, it has just fed my soul in a way that I can't even describe. I know last year we had a meeting with Dr. Prabhakar after we had gone on to Zoom, and we were asking if he could send us some photos and videos for marketing purposes so we could put it on our website and distribute it. And he did not disappoint. He sent many different photos and videos, and they were just so heartwarming. You could see the people lining up before, during, and after the surgery, and they just had joy written all over their faces. You could see the impact it had made, and I just remember feeling so blessed and grateful to be a part of that work, and I went to bed with a very light and happy heart that night.
There is something that is biblical about what you described. It's like they traveled to find Jesus, and he restored their sight, and they went home seeing for the first time. And this is this is one of the points. Perhaps you're watching this from home and you're wondering about hospitals and health and so on. When Jesus healed, he was anticipating the moment where Jesus will heal all of us in this entire world. We believe that one day this earth will be restored and everyone will have their full sight. And so Dr. Prabhakar and all of the students that are part of this project, they're trying to anticipate the day when we will all see. And so we try to anticipate it by helping as many people as possible see today. And this is incredible for meaning and purpose, but also for experience. Michelle, have you noticed a difference over the last many years that Enactus has that you've been involved in Enactus? Have you noticed a difference between the students that are engaged in entrepreneurship activities like this that have a social impact and those that don't bother? Do you find a difference in their career, and how do you notice this developing as they become professionals?
You know, that's a really good question. I cannot speak for all the students and what they go on to do. I know students are involved in different ways, but I can say that I've been really interested to see what Enactus students go on to do. And we have Enactus students who are business leaders, who are in full-time ministry, who have started their own startups, entrepreneurial startups. We just had one of our graduates in class the other week who's developing a brand new medical device to save lives. And it's really neat to see that I think Enactus students tend to continue what they started. And we have seen something really neat too, and that is we have about 50 students now. We actually have the largest group we've had in several years, even during the COVID pandemic. And I found that the students right now in these times have wanted to get involved more than I've even seen before. And that's been really encouraging to me in a time where it's easy to be like, oh, I'm going to, you know, step back and, oh, there's too many restrictions. There's so much we can't do. I see the students standing up and being like, no, we have to do something right now. There are needs right now. And I think that attitude is what makes them successful in the long run. And it's an attitude that it's not just about what I get out of something, but it's what I can give to the world. And that's what's been really fun to see, not only in school, but also in what they go on to do with after graduation.
Vincent, has this impacted your relationship with Jesus, being part of this project? Now I see.
Oh, yes, definitely. In more ways than one, I can say. Recently I've been getting closer to God myself and learning more about him, but also having this opportunity to be a part of a project that helps so many people, to me, that it's impacted me very much personally, because I feel like I'm able to put a smile on God's face every day when I work on this project. I have very much personal ties to this project. Not long ago, I had glasses and I couldn't really see too well. And then I was able to have the opportunity to have a laser surgery, which is a bit different than cataracts. But still, just being able to have that experience afterwards, of that's an experience, that improvement in my lifestyle. And then being able to be on a project that is able to continue that and give other people that exact same feeling that I experienced on the car ride back has just kind of changed my life. And I want to continue being a part of this mission, even after I leave Southern, and to continue improving other people's lifestyles.
Thank you for that. In a few moments, I'm going to ask you, Michelle and Allison, the same question. So you stay there. And if you're watching from home, don't go away. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Revival for Mission. Today we are addressing the question, what happens when students decide to focus on others? And we've been talking to Michelle, the assistant professor of business at Southern Adventist University, and two students who have been involved in this project called Now I See, which helps people in India through cataract surgery to see again. Vincent, just before the break, he talked about how this impacted his relationship to Jesus. And now I want to hear from you, Allison, how has this impacted your connection to God?
Yes, definitely. It has really strengthened my personal walk with Jesus, because just as Dr. Prabhakar and his team, they focus on the physical aspect of sight and also the spiritual aspect of sight, I feel as a college student personally, I know sometimes it is easy to get caught up in going to classes, doing your schoolwork, and doing the day-to-day tasks, but this project has really been a great reminder for me to step back and to focus on that spiritual side as well. And that when we seek ye first the kingdom of God, all these things will be added unto you. And it's been an incredible blessing to be a part of with my fellow team members. I think we've all grown in every way, shape, and form, and especially spiritually.
That's a blessed testimony, Allison. Thank you. And Vincent also, thank you as students telling us about your own personal relationship with the Lord and what this means, even amidst a busy student life in the School of Business. Now, Michelle, you're a professor there. You're teaching, you're involved. You've got all these students in the School of Business. You know, when you're in the business school, one of the chief objectives is to help students understand how to get along in the business world, management, making money, organizing things. But how do you inculcate in them a desire to really serve in addition to their livelihood, which they have to do, and they have to be good at it, professionals, all under God's guidance, so that service is equally, if not more, emphasized than just making money? And you might also tell us how other people can get involved in this fantastic program of Enactus.
Sure. Well, thank you for asking that, Elder Wilson. To answer that, I'm going to tell a little bit of my own story. So I studied business at Southern Adventist University a while back and worked in that, but had a burden in my heart to serve. I think God put that there. I know God put that there. And for me, that took me kind of away from business for a while. I actually did full-time Bible work, evangelism work, taught at mission school, started a mission school, and did a lot of those types of things for a while. And it kind of felt like laying down the nets like the disciples did. And there was a time in my life that I felt like I was not going to go back to business, where I felt like God maybe had called me out of business to do ministry. And so it's been interesting to me, though, that as time has gone on, God has not actually taken business out of that, but he's weaved it back in. And he showed me something really important, I believe. Ellen White actually says this in the book, Christ's Object Lesson. She says, business and religion are not two separate things. They are one. Mm-hmm. And when I started to realize that, I realized that God had not like called me to business and then changed his mind. That business and mission are actually supposed to be one. I believe that now. And so I think through things like Enactus and the projects there and the other service things that we're trying to do in the School of Business, it really is one of our goals that students get that picture too. It is one of my burdens that students see what I saw, and that is it's not that there's a business or ministry, but it's both. And business was made at its core to be a ministry to people in different ways. And that's what I find really fun about getting to do what I do now.
Beautiful.
And
how can people get involved in Enactus?
Yes, let me not forget that. So specifically, we've been talking about the Now I See project. There's a website, nowiceesau.com. So nowiceesau.com. If people want to get involved, they can learn more there. It also links back to our main Enactus page to learn more about other projects. People can see what's going on, can donate, can pray. That's a big thing that we need, is a lot of prayer. And so we would love to have people check that out, nowiceesau.com.
What a blessing to have Vincent and Allison and Professor Michelle with us today and learn more about service. And you know what? We've been talking about Now I See. In Luke chapter 4 and verse 18, it says that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And Jesus was reading himself. He was reading about himself from the book of Isaiah. But in Luke, it says to preach the gospel to the poor, heal the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, and set at liberty those who are oppressed. This is the ministry of Jesus. It is our ministry, and special programs like Enactus and Now I See are doing just that. God invites you to be part of this as well. We'll see you again on Revival for Mission.